Masechtas Demai, Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet. The next two Mishnahs discuss taking off Trumas and Maaseres on Shabbos from Tevel and from Demai. One is not allowed to separate Truma and Maaser on Shabbos and fix the produce. However, the Mishnahs discuss if someone didn't get a chance, he forgot to separate before Shabbos, what can he do? So Mishnah Dalet. Halakeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. Someone who purchased wine from the Kusim, the Kuthians, which we've mentioned in the past, that this is not considered Demai. This is Tevel. The Kusim were established to not take off neither Truma or Maaser at all, and so it's definite Tevel. So what does he do now? He bought it before Shabbos, and now Shabbos came and he didn't take off Trumas and Maasers. Aymer, he should say, Shnei Lugin Shani Asel Hafrish, the two lug measurements, and it's referring to 2 out of 100, that's 1/50th for Truma. The two lugin measurements, Shani Asel Hafrish, that I'm going to actually separate after Shabbos is over, I'm going to manually separate them. Harehin Truma, I want them to be Truma now. And after Shabbos, I'm going to separate them. Vasara Meiser, and the 10, which is 10%, 10 out of 100, I want that to be Meiser Rishon. And he's verbally designating it without actually physically separating it. Vitisha Meiser Sheni, and 9 more, which is 10% of 90, after he took off the Meiser Rishon, I want that to be Meiser Sheni. And then Mechel Vashayse, he can then begin to drink the wine immediately on Shabbos. As long as he leaves over enough that after Shabbos he can separate the amounts that he designated on Shabbos, and the Mefarshim explain this is using the concept of Breira, that he's going to retroactively be able to select retroactively which was the part that was the Truma and the Maaser from beforehand, and it will all along have been the Truma and Maaser and allow him to partake from the wine on Shabbos. This was a leniency that Chazal allowed, that he can partake from it on Shabbos by doing so. And over here, since it's Tevel, there's a few differences between Tevel and Demai. Since it's Tevel, he has to also separate Truma, the regular first Truma, which by Demai you don't need to take off, because Amaratzim would take off the first Truma. Only Trumas Meiser we would take off. But the first Truma over here by Tevel he has to take off, as well as the Meiser Rishon. All the Meiser Rishon needs to be separated and given to a Levi. By Demai, he only needs to take one portion of the Maaser Rishon and make Trumas Maaser, give it to the Kohen, but the other 9/10 of it can be kept for himself, by Demai. So here, all of it was separated and given away. Mishnah is going to contrast a little more between Tevel and Demai. Similar case where he has produce in Shabbos that he didn't take off Trumas and Maaser. So the beginning of the Mishnah speaks about Tevel, and the end speaks about Demai. Hayu like Te'enim Shal Tevel, if he has figs of Tevel, B'teich Beisai, that are in his house on Erev Shabbos, V'hu B'beis HaMadrash, Ay B'sada, but the person is located in the Beis Madrash, or in the Sada, in the field, at the time when Shabbos is coming, and he was not home to actually separate Trumas and Maaseres. So what should he do? Aymer, he should say, Shnei Te'enim Shani Asa L'Hafrish, 2 out of 100 figs that I'm gonna separate manually after Shabbos, Harehin Truma, I want them to be the Truma. And he has to separate Truma, because this is Tevel that we're talking about. The Eser, Maaser Rishon, and I want 10% to be Maaser Rishon, that he's going to give to the Levi. The Teisha, and another 9, which is 10% of the remaining 90, should be Maaser Sheni. That should be Maaser Sheni, that he's going to bring up to Yerushalayim. And again, this is working with Breira, that it will retroactively be designated which ones all along were the ones that he's going to separate after Shabbos, they were all along the Trumas and Maasers. He has to leave enough over to separate after Shabbos, and then he's good to go. He can eat from it on Shabbos. The Mishnah now speaks about Demai. Hayu Demai, if the figs were not Tevel, but they were Demai. So then there's different halachas. Demai, we assume the first Truma was taken off, so he doesn't need to take off Truma. Also, he gets to keep the majority of the Maaser Rishon that he's designating. Only 10% of the Maaser Rishon he separates as Trumas Maaser, which is actually given to a Kohen, and the rest of it he gets to keep to himself. So it's a similar process, but it's a little bit different for Demai. If it's Demai, Aymer, he should make the statement, Mashani Asad Lahafresh, the part that I'm going to actually separate manually, that's the 100th, which is 10% of the 10%. That's the 10% of the Maaser Rishon. That's the Trumas Maaser that I'm actually going to have to separate and give to the Kohen. Harehu Maaser. First he designates it as Maaser. Ushar Maaser Samachlai. And the other 9 parts of the Maaser I want to be next to it. Zesha Sisi Maaser Asi Trumas Maaser. That first part of the Maaser that I made, I want it now to be Trumas Maaser. A love on behalf of the other 9 parts, on behalf of the other Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni. Bitzvayne, Bidraimai, I want to designate the Maaser Sheni either on the northern part or the southern part. He designates a specific part. Umechula Amais, and he transfers the Maaser Sheni onto money. And now, thereby, he's allowed to now partake and eat everything except for 1 portion out of 100. That was the Trumas Maaser that he has to leave behind so he can separate it after Shabbos for the Kohen. All the rest of it he'll be able to partake on Shabbos.